almost like my own nurse, so we should start off a little bit of the Inyanim. Although every year, it's kind of this big suffix, Mikata Akata. What is Lag BaOmer? When you do a Lag BaOmer, you have people flying across the world to be in Meron. People not going to Meron. Dafka. So.
People go to Meron every day of the year, except Lag BaOmer, just to say they didn't go to the Lag BaOmer.
Yeah, you got everything. I looked around and once again, Sussum. Which I realized about this and other topics that they're sussum by design because of the nature of the topic. The dugma this year, when my bubby passed away, Erev Yom Kippur, people were saying different things. Erev Yom Kippur, it's a zman of this, it's a zman of that, it means this, or this tikkun, or this, or that. So I knew anyone who was saying anything. I guess they were hearing it from other places and they meant well, but it's a topic that's pretty sussum, and it's designed that way because it's beyond us, right? We are mugbal to our kelim and our havana and our inyanim that we can understand clearly, things we can't understand clearly. So that being said, the Nesivos Shalom has a little bit of a knisa, and there's many different entrances. Yom Adahilu the Rishon Bar Yochai Nesiyach Lo Maimon Miyuchad Shalom Atzinu Kedugmaso B'Shar Tzadikim Tanam VaAmoraim. We don't see this by any other yard site, such an ordeal. Asher Yisrael Im Einam Neviim B'nei Neviim Heim. So there's some sort of giloy just by the fact that everyone or so many people are involved in it. Something is going on. Chafetzim Lidavek Bo. Ba'oro shel Rashbi, they have a mashicha for a dveikas in the or of Rashbi. V'ro'i levar godel kedushas hayom u'mar ro'o al-kacha. So here's a pretty big piece. It's in Chelek Beis, amongst the Ma'adim, page Shin Chav Zayin. So one of the points that he says, he says, Ki Rav Shimon l'kol. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai had a thing that he was for everybody. Kol Yehudi Mesugol Hiskar Vel Hashem Yisbach. There's a way for every single Yid to find the Kirvata Hashem Mikoach Oro De Rashbi, from that which Rashbi did for us. Because that's what we find by Meron, Rivvos Alfei Miyisrael, people coming and joining together and being Miskar Vel Hashem Yisbach. I remember when my neighbor came back from Uman, he's like, you mamish feel like Mashiach is almost here because people, however they look and what, you know, whatever they're wearing, they're all just Hashem, Hashem. They're just yearning and screaming. It's like he described it as like this Olam Hatikun, where everything is just, you know, Mala or Deas Hashem. Obviously, a long way to go from where we are in the world's current state. But even in Meron, assuming that you do it the correct way, or Lag BaOmer, you see a big yearning for HaKadosh Baruch Hu from all different people in all different places. He says that was what the Torah of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai represented. Ma'od gedol of nisgav adargasim yichadish shal yom hakadosh hazeh kedisa b'sfarim hakadoshim. B'sfarim describes shu b'v'chinas matan Torah shal Torah sanister. It's like we get from Kabbal Torah sanister. The Kamosha Kabbal sa Torah shal Torah sanigle hu aydei Moshe Rabbeinu. Kosh Baruch Hu gave us the revealed Torah. Rashbi was megal this to us, and this is the day. B'chol shana v'shana nishba b'yom hazeh or gadol, a great light shall pnimius haTorah, the depths of the Torah. B'chol echad yachol lahamshach la'atzum ha'kedushas hayom. We could, every single one of us could pull away from Lag BaOmer in a certain way. L'kabla sa'ar shal Torah sanistar, to get a little bit of the light, asher mimena anu chayim. That is giving us life and ruchnis to the life. K'musha kabbal hi b'yadeinu she'toras ha'ari ha'kadosh hi perusha shal toras rash. So the Ari was explaining Rashbi to us. Chayin or Baal Shem Tov, and Baal Shem Tov and his Talmidim were being mefarished that. She'akol mikoach ha'gile v'hazriya she'hishrish Rashbi. I'm going to bring the Maaseh here from Tzadikim. And one of them said, "Lag BaOmer, the whole thing, a whole long tish." He said, "Atar Rabbi Shimon b'mchoy adana l'hakir es Hashem." You, Rabbi Shimon, showed us how to be makir, Kadosh Baruch Hu. My friend Ari Goldschmidt from Breslov also describes it as the Torah has a kuf, kufei halachos, kufei inyanim. The Torah has a neshama, like a yid. It's much easier to understand, to look at a person's kuf and know what it's about. A person's neshama, the kind of neshama shenasati, we know it's there. You can't see it, you can't understand it, you don't have a clarity in it, but you can't ignore it. So for this year's Lag BaOmer, we'll try to take the little Pesach that we get, that is described here by Nesiv HaShalom, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us this day, that he gives us a little bit of an opening to these inyanim. Whether you're going to take it from the Tzad of the Nefesh HaChaim, and the Gura, you're going to take it from the Tanya, and the Baal Shem Tov, the Maharal, the Yisod B'Shor Shavoga, something, but to completely override such a deep chilek, and this is what I gained the most from going to Matel Zilber's Chabura last night, where I didn't understand anything that was going on. It was just unbelievable to see the depths of the Yam HaChachma that was just going and going and going, and even amongst the Mekubalim and amongst the Pnimiyas of the Torah, the Dargas deeper and deeper, he said some comment like, it's to be mechaben the kavanas or a shash every time. Well, that's good. I think like, okay, you know, it's like really, you know, Torah Arizal was mafteches. You know, you don't use the same maftech every time. To get, I was just like holding onto my chair, like, you know, what's going to come out next? So, yeah. So to know that it's there, and there's a neshama of the Torah, or like the Shabbos lamp. Sometimes it could be closed, but the light is always there. So, on Lag BaOmer, there's a little bit of an opening. Where Dov Stark once said, "It's like I don't understand the whole inyan of Lag BaOmer. But one thing I know, that for Rashbi, a little yahrzeit candle will not be enough. Because the aura was just too great. The inyan of aura, you stand by the Madura, hopefully. And it was boning a little bit of the Zinyanim. Maybe Mekaba, a certain Seder, a certain Knesset to the Olam HaPnimiyas HaTorah. And the nature of it is that it's more hidden than revealed, but there's a lot there. So that's the Gabe Lag BaOmer. Then, because I don't know if we're going to be getting together again before Kabbalah HaTorah, so this whole process of Sfir Sa'omer is leading us into Matan Torah. And Kabbalah is the Torah. We saw a couple of nakudas from Rav Pinkus in the Imre Shimshon on the Indian of Limud HaTorah, which I think will be very good in terms of coming into Shavuos and being Mekabel HaTorah on Shavuos. He first talks about Mesirus Nefesh, the Torah, a person giving himself over to the Torah, but a little bit differently than we usually understand Adam Kiyamas Ba'oel, and I gotta kill myself to learn. So he says it like this: Kocha shel Torah the romim es ha'adam me'al lematzavo ba'olam hazeh. The Torah that each of every one of us learn could uplift us above our matzav in olam hazeh. Mokor advar mebraisa ba'avos. We learn in Pirkei Avos during Sfira to get to this daga. Kol ha'osek b'Torah l'shma zocha l'dvar harbe. Some other things there. Umegad laso umeromamto al kol ha'maisa. It'll propel you above everything that's dragging us and pulling us down. B'toch ma'areches ha'olam hazeh, within this world that we're placed in. Yesh inyan shel schar ve'onesh keneged mitzvos ve'aveiros. We have schar onesh, zchuyos ketrugim. That's all olam hazeh talk. Sheach gam ani don im Yisrael im yesh mazel la'adam Yisrael ein mazel. All these things within the ma'areches of Olam Hazeh, the system of Olam Hazeh, you say, a person could learn Torah, HaTorah Omedes Me'al Matzias Olam. Why? Because the Torah is Kadma the Briyas Olam, Sheish Me'a Breishis, and was given in a way that's above the Matzias. Yesh Anoshim, Shebetoch Kol Maaseyem Vizkeyem Kovim Heim Itim HaTorah. Some people, they make a little chelik of their life Torah. Lahema Talmud Torah Nishma Begeder Schar Schus Bavad Over Limudim. They're going to get schar. They're doing a good thing. Wonderful. Once a person puts himself totally into Torah, he's living in a completely different world. Everything else is just batel. Like on Shabbos, we have a certain bittel of Olam Hamaisa, so too in Torah. So like Talmud Chacham is a bechina of Shabbos, and it's a Rashi. Came out of the cave, he's like, what's anyone doing any work for? It's a crazy thing, what are you doing work? Because he was this bechina of Shabbos. Adam, because there ain't no kafa, ain't no mugbal, chugim hamazeh. Person is not then bound, and this is part of the pshat why a tzaddik could give a bracha and the mishana the teva, because he's not bound, v'chol. He's bound to Torah, and Torah is me'al me'ever. Says we know the difference between somebody whose seder is disturbable and somebody whose seder is not disturbable. And that's the person I have to myself every afternoon. There were some afternoons I think I need to answer the phone because I think that this thing is important, even though really 3-4 hours with Tzifus of learning Torah is better, more important. But I find that sometimes, you know, the Yetzer Hara will get the best of me, and then that seder, you know, maybe that was the call, it wasn't the call, I'm looking, maybe I'll remember something, make a note of it. Other siddurim, and maybe tomorrow, in the schus of our gathering tonight, and having so much kishmak. Yeah, 7:30. So, tomorrow we'll try to be in an olam acher. When we're learning, we'll say, I'm in a different metzias and gantzen. What's outside those walls, what's outside this sefer that I'm looking at is olam acher, and it's batel and mevutel. So we could try. That's the mesiras nefesh which bring us there. Then Rav Pinkus explains that there's one bracha in Shmona Esrei that before we ask for what we want, we describe a little bit of what it takes to get it. We say chaneinu meitcha. We say atachon elanam das. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you give das, and then chaneinu meitcha. He says, chen and chinam is lashon from matana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give us a matana of Torah in order to get it. That's the only way. He says, a mashal, if you see a poor guy and he's holding a diamond in his hand, so you're not going to say, where'd you just buy that? Because you know he doesn't have the money to buy that. It's impossible. It's way beyond the sagos of a poor guy. Torah and us, Be'etzem, I mean, the Gra explains that that's why we learn Torah before we're born into this world with the Malach, in the mother's womb, because otherwise we'd have no Shechus to it. And Be'etzem, we still, it's like, how could one of us have a Shechus to the Torah's Hashem, Kodem B'yos Olam? How could it be from? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, and it's such a kirva that the only way for it to be Shechus, you to have a kirvat Hashem, it must be a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he says that Moshe Rabbeinu was on our Sinai, and after 40 days, what did he say to Hashem? I didn't get anything. Right? He says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't know if this is Lashon of the Medrash, this is where Pinkus brings it. Ribono Shel Olam, Ribono Olam, Yesh Li Mem Yom Ve'en Yodei Adavar. I didn't get a thing that you said. Sometimes we feel like that, right? In Chabura, the Chir, wherever we are. I didn't get anything. So then it says, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu b'matana b'yitena Moshe. So even for Moshe Rabbeinu, it was such a thing. It's not a bad thing. So that's what we say. Nishmona Esrei, Kadosh Baruch Hu, we need a gift. Atachone l'adam das. So otherwise we say Rifa'inu, Baruch Aleinu, Shalom Yerach. We just go straight to it. This is it. There we say, Ribono Shel Olam, I know that I need a matana from you to have a shaychus to your Torah. What better time to start asking for that matana? Matt, you know, that was for us. Just that gift wrapping from Kadosh Baruch Hu, sending us the archelek. But there is one thing that we can do, of course. We don't have to sit and just expect the matana. Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, Vayotze Moshe Azam Lekras Elokim, that we got to show our ratzon. The only thing a makabel matana has to do is have the ratzon. And I guess the havana that it's, you know, the erech of the matana, and want it. Otherwise, it's all done. But if a person doesn't want the matana, or he doesn't understand the matana, so we have to understand the matna satora. We have to understand, and we have to want it. We have to want it from a Kodesh Baruch. Two more nekudas. Amelus b'Torah. Other inyanim avodas Hashem, you could say, I worked on it, I got it, and I'm done. Not completely done, there's always more work to do, but I reached that shlav, and now I passed it, and I'm on the next shlav. When it comes to Limud HaTorah, there's no such thing. It's built in as Yegia and Amelus constantly. Wherever we are, there's always the Yetzer Hara not to learn. There's always the Yegia and Amelus that's going to, even if we are learning, it's Amal after Amal. And what's pshat in that? Why is it that Torah is that way and not, you know, a person's margul himself to give tzedakah every day? Okay, so he got somewhere in tzedakah. It's not going to be the same Amelus. It becomes hergel to him. Rather, the more we learn, we get towards the hergel. This is because we see in this svarim Torah dachut shvila. Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The greatest representation of Gila of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world is Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is his Ein Sof. There's no saying, oh, and now I got it. Now there's I got further, but I still have to keep working and working and working, and that's why Yaakov Avinu, the Yoshev Oholim, the Amar HaTorah, right? Avram was Chesed, Yitzchak was Tefillah, Yaakov was Torah, and what's Yaakov's Nachla? Nachla B'li Mitzarim. It's an endless Nachla, because it's the Nachla of Torah. Bikesh Yaakov Leishim B'Shalva, Yaakov Avinu says, I've had enough, I want to just have some Shalva finally. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, that's not your Chelek. Your Chelek is weiter and weiter and weiter and more Amelus b'Torah. And finally, Kihem Chayenu. Rav Pinkus says it's not just a thing we say, the Heslava, is to get us excited and riled up. Kihem Chayenu Pashub Shat. A Yid without Torah might look like he's alive, but Rav Pinkus says it's just like the lizard's tail that gets chopped off. It has no source of real life. It's just moving around with kochos, but there's nothing really there. It's as good as dead. The real chayim, it says, Risham b'chayim kriyim mason. The Risham don't have the emes achias in this world. Rav Nasami Breslov says, which I couldn't find anywhere yet. If you find it, please let me know. There's a thing called a mefarcheses. A mefarcheses is an animal that's still moving around even though it's not alive anymore. Chicken. Like this happens, right? If you've done kaparas, you see the chicken sometimes move. It's very, you know. So a mefarcheses, he says, is kosher for a yid. A yid is allowed to eat it, theoretically, at that point, because it had shechita. You do proper shechita, it's moving around. In theory, it's a kosher stage for a yid. For a guy, it's usher. Because a guy is Shevet Mitzvot Bnei Noach, and one of them is Eiver Menachai. How could it be that we also have Eiver Menachai? How could it be Eiver Menachai for them and not Eiver Menachai for us? Alex, shot is, we don't hold of old kochos being anything. Anything that's not fresh and new kochos, it's as if it's dead. So this animal, it's still shaking around, but it's moving from its old kochos. Forget it. We don't consider that alive. A guy might consider that alive because what they're just going through, you know, day after day, the same motions and all. So we are only machsh of new kochos. Lo amos. I tried finding it there.
Who sent this?
I tried asking guys for this. You find it? Well, tons.
Who said this?
Even before Lag BaOmer.
I haven't said it.
I heard it from Rav Yeager, who said it over for. I asked him one time. He says from Nassim Mibresel. I also heard of Lo Amos Ki Echya. David Melch says, I'm not gonna die. Rather, I'm gonna live. I ask a Kasha. If I'm not gonna die, doesn't that mean I'm gonna live? I says, no. Just because somebody is not dead doesn't mean that their mom is alive. Chiyus. In Torah, kiyem chayenu, not like a lizard's tail. Chayim, not just moving around through the motions. Torah is mosif chayim, and that to the point that the more Torah we learn, we look back and say, I thought I was living then. You know, I thought right at the beginning of my, getting into learning more and more, I thought, then you get to the next shlav, and it's like, oh, that was, and halavai, our whole life, we could look back at the last shlav. And see. Unfortunately, you see people are holding at the same shlav year after year after year. The Gra says that this is a similar idea when it comes to Churban Beis HaMikdash, that he describes Churban Beis HaMikdash was like a mavis for Klal Yisrael, like lo aleinu chas shoma, a death. But if we're still alive, so what does the Gemara mean? He says that when you look back and you think what chiyus we had then with Beis HaMikdash and the chiyus that we have now, we're scraping together for a little bit of chiyus here and there. So it's eino doma. So the only etza is that we should be mosif Torah, kiyem chayenu, mosif chiyus, keep looking back and saying that was nothing, and then Bez Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mosif the ultimate chiyus of Beis HaMikdash.
That was very funny.